Now, am I going to preach? It's not picking me up. Right, am I going to preach tonight? Or am I going to teach? I'm definitely not going to sing. So you're saved there. What I want is for you to make a decision tonight as to whether it's a preach, as to whether it's a teach. Because it can be addressed as both. I've got a little question for you. And the question is, we have, something's happened then. The question is, what proportion of God is in your life? What proportion of God is in your life? This could be a hard one. The cost of following our Lord is not easily measured. There's quite a lot of scripture that covers this. But I've picked out three verses which I'll be using tonight. Something that happens in our life is interference. My voice seems to be getting louder and louder. So hopefully there'll not be any interference. And this affects that question. This affects what proportion of God is in each of our lives. So what is this interference? The list could be long. To cover a few things: earthly desire, things that are in our life, work, family, hobbies, can all take a little cut. Can all take something out of the God portion into what I want to call this evening a portion elsewhere. And the thing tonight is, what proportion in your life is elsewhere? And what proportion in your life is God? So we quickly looked at a few things that might or do take away from God. So what things can alter that? What things can change that? Our attitude, our commitment, our service. Our strength, our all. Tonight, my notes are very brief. And there's a reason for that. It's not because I didn't have a lot to say. It's not because I didn't want to fill pages and pages up with words. It's because I want God to have the bigger portion of this meeting tonight. It's not what I say. It's not my input that counts in your life. It's God's input. Half of this page that I've got set here is probably taken up with the scripture that I'm going to talk about. So that's how brief my notes are tonight. But I firmly believe that tonight God can make a difference to each one of us. And that proportion can be changed tonight as to how much is God and how much is interference. The first scripture for this evening is from Isaiah 1 verses 27. It says there, Zion will be delivered with justice, her penitent ones with righteousness. You might think that's a strange scripture for that topic. What is God's proportion in your life? Her penitent ones with righteousness. Think about the things which are mentioned as interference. Earthly desire. Things around us that are in our life. What could change there? Something we see in that scripture is something which can change. Something which can change in each of our lives. Something that can be filling part of our lives, not allowing God to enter. To be penitent. To say, I'm truly sorry, God. Something can change in each of our lives. To give that sin to God. Suddenly that space can be changed. That space can then be filled with God. How often do you allow that space to be filled? How often do we open our hearts, our thoughts, our sins up to God? How How often do we open ourselves for that cleansing, that refreshing, that penitent man or woman to be filled with God's glory, to repent, to say, I'm sorry. Each one of us here tonight, I don't think we can say that there's no sin in our lives, that there's nothing that we can just say, God, I'm truly sorry about that. Look at me now. Fill that space. With you, O Lord. Let's look at another scripture taken from Numbers 24, verse 4. It says there, the prophecy of one who hears the words of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who falls prostrate, and whose eyes are opened. How often have you allowed that in your lives? Is that a challenge for you now? To fall prostrate in front of our Lord. What a challenge that could be. And what vision we could see. What is this demonstrating to each one of us in our lives? Total submission. That is what this is talking about. It's not just, as in the previous scripture, saying sorry to God, which is a big step. It allows God's glory and presence to come into your lives. It allows God's glory to reoccupy a space which has been created, a void, and possibly a dark void through sin, to be refilled with God, but then to give a total submission. What a difference that could make in your life. To fall down before God, face down, and say, God, this is me. This is me with all my faults. This is me with all my desire. This is me with all the things going on around in my life. Here I am. God's mighty hand, God's mighty presence can indwell all that space tonight. Can you see God? Can you see God standing there, the Almighty One? What do you want to do tonight? What do you want to give tonight? It's a challenge, isn't it? Giving our all. How much is our all? What proportion of God is in your life? It all comes down to the slice of the cake. How many pieces of cake are you willing to share tonight? I like cake. 50%. Seems a fair figure, that, doesn't it? 50% to God. Yeah. 65%. Hey, I'm trying now. 70%. Is that what God's asking for tonight? When Jesus said, "Come follow me," ...80%. Which way do you go? What figure do I stop at? How much is enough for God? What part is God wanting of your life? 90%. Is that enough yet? Is that total submission? Is that taking that prostrate position? Is that dwelling in God's presence? Is that indwelling of God's presence in you? Something amazing can happen right now. It doesn't have to wait. It doesn't have to be gradual. It can happen right now. That total submission to our God. In 1 Corinthians 15 verses 58, it says these words: "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labour in the Lord is not in vain." Are we giving ourselves fully to God? It's a hard question. I used to love the part of maths at school where we had to draw bar charts and pie charts and do percentages and things like that, particularly the graphical side of it. But how much of the cake are you giving to God tonight? And how much are you keeping for yourself? Which part of the cake is interference? And which part of the cake is God? we can say sorry tonight. It's an easy word to say. But are you saying sorry and meaning it? Are you being penitent and allowing God to occupy that space that has been cleansed? Or are you just saying sorry and carrying on doing it? If that's the case, then the space that reoccupied by God suddenly disappears and you're back to the small piece of cake. If you've said sorry and allowed God to occupy that area in your life, to change the things that were once one way and now a completely different way, then have you moved on and said, God, I submit to you. Yeah, this world might chuck hundreds of things at me, but I submit to you in them. Lord, have my total. Let me dwell in your reverence. Let me know your almighty. Let my eyes be opened to what you've got in store for me. If you're in that position, then the cake is going to God. That scale is suddenly shifting from me to God. That pie chart, that bar graph is suddenly filling up. On one side, God, 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 as me goes down. And then we're left with that verse which I read out last. Dear sisters and brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully. Quite clear there. Doesn't say give yourself 2 pieces of cake. Doesn't say give me 4 pieces of cake. Says give yourself fully. Fully to the work of the Lord. Total submission. Eyes opened wide. Yeah. Filled with the glory of God. What proportion of God is in your life? Bit of a cliffhanger, really. Mm-hmm. But the change can be now. Mm-hmm. The change can be constant. And the change can be reality. and what a difference that can make for each one of us. Amen.